Shalom Aleichem of Yafav Tij 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Mem Zayin, Menachas 47b, pagination is 94. We'll start about a third of the way up from the bottom at the end of a line. Ba'a minei Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following question. May Rab Zera from Rab Zera. Our topic is the Kivsei Atzeres, the two lambs of Shavuos that are brought as a shlamim, and they are linked to the loaves of Shavuos. And we in fact learnt in the name of Rabbi Yochanan in the previous session that once Shechita is done on these lambs, they are linked to the bread, and that they are ma'akev one another, according to both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanos, they're going to be ma'akev, they're going to be linked with each other, and if the bread got lost, then the animals are also invalid. So Rabbi Yirmiya has a suggestion of how he could salvage the animals on some level, even if they will not fulfill the obligation for Shavuos. He could still salvage them and turn them into a different korban. You'll remember that this was a common theme in the beginning of Zvachim, for example, that even if an animal is not kosher for what it was intended, but perhaps it'll still have a default use where you could bring the korban and it won't fulfill the owner's obligation, but it'll still be a useful, meaningful korban. So he asked as follows, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshechtan Lishman, they shecht the two animals Lishma, V'avad HaLechem, and the bread became lost. Mahu, what would the halacha be? In other words, do we have permission? She yizrok daman shalo lishman, they should purposely sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, not for the purpose that was originally intended, but instead as a universal generic shlamim. Lahatir basar ba'achila, in order to allow the meat to be eaten, and the korban will be processed. What goes on the Mizbeach will go on the Mizbeach, instead of sending it lebeis hasreifa to be burnt as an invalid korban. So what he wants to do is that it started as a good korban linked to the bread. They shecht the animals. The bread is now invalid. We learned that they're linked, and therefore, the animals cannot be used for their original use. Can I somehow do this generic default type setting and bring them as a regular shlamim instead of as a shlamim of the holiday? Amalei, Rab Zera responded, Yesh lecha davar she'eino kosher lishmo v'kosher shelo lishmo? Do you find that such a concept exists, that it's not kosher if you did it for the right reasons, but it's going to be kosher if you did it for the wrong reasons? Rabbi Yirmiya countered, Velo, indeed, sure there's something like that. This concept is a concept that we have. V'harei Pesach, you have the Korban Pesach, Kodem Chatzos, if it's before midday, on the day before Pesach, that day of Yudalid, the 14th of Nisan, that the Korban Pesach should be shecht, De'ena kosher lishmo, before midday, it's not kosher as a Korban Pesach, v'kosher shalo lishmo, and certainly if you shecht it as a shlamim, a Pesach's default setting is a shlamim, and it would be kosher as a shlamim. So Rab Zera countered and explained, Hachi ko amino, this is what I said. This is what I meant. Yesh lecha davar shenire lishmo v'nidche milishmo. It was fitting to be brought for its right purpose, and it was pushed away from being brought as its right purpose. Ve'eno kasha lishmo, and at this point you can't bring it lishmo. Ve'kasha shalo lishmo, and you're going to be able to bring it not for its right purpose. Again, the Gemara counters Rabbi Yirmiyah's position. Ve'lo, why not? Vare Pesach achar zemano. Picture the scene of a Korban Pesach after its proper time. It could have been brought as a Korban Pesach after noon on the 14th of Nisan. They missed their opportunity. It is now invalid as a Korban Pesach. B'shar Yemos Hashana, and now we're during the rest of the days of the year, and you could bring it as a Shlamim. Certainly, there's a default setting of a Shlamim in such a case. Hachi ko amina. Again, Reb Zera explains what he meant. And presumably, we would have to understand that he was talking shorthand, and now he's explaining with clarity what he was objecting to. Yesh lecha davar shenira lishmo, v'nishchat lishmo, v'nidcha milishmo, v'eina kasha lishmo, v'kasha shalo lishmo. Let's go through that methodically. Do you have something that was fitting to be lishma? It was shecht lishma. Everything was good. And now it's being pushed away from its proper use. And it's not going to be kosher for its proper use. And it's going to be kosher for a different use. And once again, the Gemara counters velo. And indeed, is there no such case? Vahre toda. You have a korban toda that would default as a korban shlamim. And the Gemara answers, Shiny toda derachmana karye shlamim. The toda specifically was called a korban shlamim. One line up in Rashi, todas shlamov. The toda is called a shlamim, and that's why it'll work as a shlamim. But in this case, you're dealing with a shlamim for the purpose of the holiday, and you want to make it a shlamim of a generic type. On that, Reb Zera was arguing that everything was processed properly, and now it's no longer kosher. To put it on a different generic track, that Reb Zera said, it's already shecht, it's already done, and he objected to it being acceptable as a regular shlamim. Again, the purpose of Rabbi Yirmiyah was to try to find a solution. Now that Rabbi Yochanan said, after Shechita, the bread and the animals are linked, is there any solution for the animals? And that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah was proposing, that it should be a generic shlamim, if that's possible. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.